Closed-door labor negotiations have resumed between the state of Washington and its unionized employees. The two sides were scheduled to meet today to discuss cost-of-living increases. The secret nature of these bargaining sessions is drawing criticism and even protests. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
This was the scene outside the bargaining talks. Protesters from the conservative Evergreen Foundation chanted while a union spokesman tried to shout over them.
Patronage in state hiring boosted civil rights.
The dozen or so activists were protesting closed-door contract talks between state employee unions and the governor's office. Jason Mercier is with the right-of-center Washington Policy Think Tank. He says the labor agreements forged in these bargaining sessions have major implications for the state budget.
At a minimum, they need to be open to the public, to the media, to lawmakers, and to the union members themselves so we can see what's being promised.
The Washington Federation of State Employees is asking for a cost of living increase for its members in the next contract, something they haven't gotten since 2008. The union notes the final agreements will become public, and the legislature gets the ultimate say with an up or down vote. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.